Blog Talk Radio.
When we start talking about building our communities, well, how are we going to build our communities with people that we wouldn't even leave in our house by themselves for fear that they might take something, do something, sabotage something, do something bad to us, or, you know, mess up the order in some type of way? So let's get into this thing. And how much do you trust your kid's father? And I don't care if your kids are fully grown or if they're babies, or if they are somewhere in the middle, getting close to being teenagers, whatever. You know, when you think about the patterns that we develop for ourselves, or when you think about the way that we decide to form relationships with people, are we slacking? Are we slacking on our due diligence to make sure that we are laying down with people who have our best interests at heart, or people that we know would look out for us? You know how you look on social media and they talk about how, you know, if you can't call your man or your, well, they normally talk about their man. If you can't call your man in an emergency, you know, then what are you here? What are you there with him for? Or what are you with him for? Or maybe that's not your man or whatever. And of course, it's like a judgment. It is. It's like a judgment. But it's kind of accurate also. You know, if you're struggling, if If you are actively in a committed relationship with somebody and you can't call on them to help you out, give you a word of advice, encouragement, put you on to somebody who can help you with certain things that you may need help with, then really, what are we doing? What are we doing? Well, we're doing what we're doing, I guess. We're doing what we're doing. Y'all have to excuse me. I still got this little cold lingering, whatever. But I have noticed that my voice feels a little better. And I think I sound a little better. Let me know. So if y'all see me twitching, itching, coughing, phlegming, snorting and all of that, please excuse me. I'm trying to get through it. I'm trying to get through it. So how much do you trust your kid's father? How much do you trust your kid's father? Now, before that man became the father of your kids, he was the man that you were laying down with. He was the man that maybe you went out with. He was the man that you were attracted to. He was the man that you were hanging with, being with, calling yours. So you would think that with that level of admiration, that would somehow translate into, well, this is the type of person that I would like to be with, so this is the type of person that I would have kids with, but this is the type of person that I know that I can trust, I can rely on, I can depend on to be there for whatever it is that I need. And not saying that you are going to need a lot. Hopefully, you're in a position to where you don't need people a whole lot, but we all need something, and we all need somebody. I know that we would like to believe that we don't really need anybody, we can make it on our own, and all we need is God. Well, God works through people, last time I looked. So if he's working through people, I imagine he could work through animals too, but if he works through people, then people are the only source of getting to the God that we can definitely see examples of. So, what do you say? What do you say? Hold on, what y'all talking about already? Stacy White says you have to trust the person you laid down there and had children. You know, Stacy, I totally agree with that. But evidently, there must be something else out here, because a lot of people that I have known have laid down with people and had children with people, multiple children with people, and, you know, they don't really speak like they really trust that person or like they can really rely on that person. What we doing? What we doing? And, of course, people can change. People change all the time. But sometimes people aren't really changing. They're just showing you little facets of themselves. They're showing you who they are. I don't want to say who they really are. Because when you say that somebody is really like this and they're not like something else, that's like saying that the bad part of them is really what they really are. And I'm not going for that. Me, I'm not going for it. Y'all can go for it, but I ain't going for it. Carol Chamberlain says, Care Bear, happy Sunday. See, I'm still here. I wouldn't go ghost on you, at least on football, at least not on football Sunday. That's what's up. Appreciate it. I appreciate it. Yeah. But, you know, like, when it comes to money matters, you know, there may not be a whole lot of people in your world that you will trust with large amounts of money. And that's understandable. That's understandable. There's certain things that may be in play that you cannot get back if you lose them. For example, like if you lend somebody your life savings and they don't pay you back, well, that's your life. You just gave up your financial life. You just gave up. Now, here you are 70 years old and you got to go back to work. And unfortunately, I've seen it happen to people, and it is what it is. But yeah, so if the person that you had children with, whether they are just the person that you had children with, your baby mom, your baby dad, or your spouse, if you can't trust them with money, like if you can't let them know, like, listen, this is the money that we need to save in order to have this, or in order to make this happen, or to keep the lights on, the heat on, the water flowing, the TV running, you know, that sort of thing. If you can't trust the person that you had kids with in order to keep things financially secure in that smallest of ways, then we have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. And as you may know, you all may know somebody who really, really struggles in this department. So how much do you, or how can you, or can you trust your kid's father? Can you? Can you? Have y'all lived together before? Maybe y'all lived together before, don't live together anymore. You know, but when he goes to work every day, can you trust that he will share some of his check with you? Or at least for your kids. At least for your kids. Will he put some away? Will he make sure that they are taken care of? Will he? Will he? Will he? Well, that's what we're looking at. And that's what we're talking about. Urban Therapy with Son. Yo, y'all can call into the show. If you'd like to call into this show and give your 2 cents, you know, be a Budinsky, I invite you to do so. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. We haven't heard that in a while, right? We back, though. We back all the way. Yes, we are. And it feels good to be. So how much you trust your baby's father? How much you trust father? You know what? I don't. You know, Carol, it won't let me write on this, John. Like, how do you pin a number? You can't pin a number on this phone. That's the negative part. That's the negative part. I can't. And I don't even think I can comment. They figured, you know, what you need to comment in the comments for? You on camera, say what you want to say. Say what you want to say. Care Bear says, oh, I've been pretty open about my ex-husband on this show. However, I do trust him to a point, even though I don't rely on him. Even though you don't rely on him. Well, you know, when I ask, can you trust or do you trust or how much do you trust your kid's father? I've known people who don't even trust their kid's father around their kids. Let that sink in. Imagine not even being able to trust your kid's father around his own kids, your kids and his kids. Like, you don't, like, that boy is so shady. So shady. Oh, man. So they don't let you, you can't extend the show? You can't extend the show no more? What? Hold on, let me make sure. I didn't notice they changed that. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see if I can. Okay. I found it. I'm about to say, dag, blog talk, this is what we doing? This is what we doing? Hurry up. Come on. Give me that time. You're going to let the time run out on me? Y'all going to let the time? All right. Boom. There we go. There we go. All right. We good now? We good? All right. But yeah. Don't even trust, like, imagine your child's father coming to your crib to pick up your kids and you don't feel safe letting your kids go with him. Maybe he drinks and drives. Maybe he hangs around seedy people, questionable character types. Maybe he uses drugs. Maybe he sells drugs. Maybe he's out there in them streets. He all the way out there in them streets. Maybe. maybe he's involved with somebody, somebody romantically who you don't trust as well. Like, it ain't even just him. You don't trust him, you don't trust her. It happens. It happens, right? These are some of the things that we have to deal with when you talk about having children. You and that person might have broke up a long time ago, but now you have to deal with the aftermath of having this child. So y'all have to have some type of interactions, even though there are plenty of parents out there who have no interaction with their kids. We all know deadbeat fathers out there and all that kind of stuff, deadbeat dads. And I hate to use the term, but when it applies, and when it fits, so we got to deal with it. It's something that we just got to deal with, you know what I'm saying? Care Bear says, there are certain things that I believe he will and won't do, no matter what went wrong between us. I'm glad you said that. I'm going to address that in a minute. And Carol Chamberlain says, ain't no way you shouldn't have children with him. I shouldn't have children with him. Okay. Carol says, he got to go and my children ain't going with him. I hear you. Yeah, if you don't feel safe with the other parent of your children, and it ain't just men. It's not just fathers who may have a problem. I've known plenty of women who don't have custody of their kids. And just about all the women that I know who don't have custody of their kids, and y'all going to have to excuse me for saying this, but all the women that I know who don't have custody of their kids ain't have no business being around kids. And that's real trap. Real trap. They know it, and the courts know it. They know it. The courts is like, no, that child needs to be with their father. Because their mom is more than effed up. More than effed up. This tea is mad excellent. This tastes good. It has mullein in it, red clover, dandelion, and echinacea. Oh, no. Dandelion root. The root. Dandelion root. It has three in it. No, it has mullein, dandelion root, regular dandelion. No, spearmint. It has spearmint in it and red clover. So if y'all want to check that out with some honey in it and some lemon or some lime in it, this thing is pro. But yeah, all the women that I've ever known who didn't have custody of their kids shouldn't have had custody of their kids. And that's whether they were evil. That's whether they were going through a depression. That's whether they were irresponsible. That's whether they were mentally unstable, financially unstable, their housing situation was unstable, whatever the case was. State normally says that a woman shouldn't have custody of her kids because, you know, women have definitely more stake and leverage in child support than men do. So when the judge says, no, let that boy or girl be with their father, because mommy done. She done. Carol says, to be honest, people do change. That parent could have been a good parent, but circumstances can change people too. Well, one of the big problems with this thing, Carol, is that a lot of people don't get to know people that they have children with. Now, we've talked about people having or getting married to people that they don't really know, 90-day, you know, people meeting each other, talking about they fell in love, and they get married 3 months later, getting engaged 3 months later, 6 months they married, a year from now they married. All right, that works for them. And, you know, people judge that one way or another. Some people agree with it. Like, it don't take a whole long time for you to know how you feel about somebody. Yes, it may not take you a long time to know how you feel about somebody, but how long should it take before you know how somebody feels about you? How long must you observe somebody to know what they would do in certain situations that you have not seen them be in yet? That's where the problem comes in with me. So if we know that some people will hook up and get married without knowing each other well, you think that hasn't happened with children? All it takes is one little romp in the sack unprotected. and people who ain't known each other for 2 weeks already got a baby. So a month or two months ago, we had a baby after knowing each other 2 weeks. Now baby growing in the tummy and we pro-life, me and you, pro-life. So you didn't really get to know a person that you had a baby with. I heard a strange sound in my walls. What the hell was that? Let me find, and I'm on the first floor. I can see if I'm on the third floor, like, you know. I just got the roof and the walls fixed and all of that kind of stuff, so I shouldn't have no critters. I should be critter free. I don't know what that was. I don't know what that was. But we're going to be all right. But yeah, so sometimes when we consider a person to be changing or we consider them to have changed, we're only really talking about changing from what we knew them to be in the limited time that we knew them. So they may not be changing. They may be showing you parts of themselves that you didn't learn about yet because you just haven't had enough consistent time in to know how a person will act. And that's the thing. When you say that you know how a person is or that you know that person, you should know how they will perform when certain things are happening. Like, for example, you should pretty much know how a person will conduct themselves through a range of emotions. You should know how a person will conduct themselves when they are afraid. You should know how a person will conduct themselves when they are confident. You should know how a person will conduct themselves when they are feeling themselves overconfident, when they are on their shit. You should know how a person will conduct themselves when they are broke. You should know how a person will conduct themselves when they have money. A lot of it, excess, surplus. You should know how a person will conduct themselves when they get really angry. You should know how a person will conduct themselves when they are sleepy, tired, worn out, worn down, pushing themselves too hard. You should know how a person will conduct themselves when they are stressed out, when they are unsure, when they are under a lot of pressure. You should know how a person will conduct themselves when they are sad, really, really sad, depressed, you know, when they've taken a really, really bad loss, disappointed. You should know how a person will conduct themselves when they don't get their way. When things don't go their way, you should know how a person will conduct themselves when they are feeling impatient. You should know how a person will conduct themselves when other people are around, that they need to conduct their behavior around. Now it may sound like a lie, but this is how you know that you know a person. How are you going to say that you know a person and you don't know how, and you've never seen them afraid? So now y'all out with each other and some shit jump off and they scared as hell and they ready to run. And you thought that they was brave and not scared of shit. There's a lot to it. There's a lot to it. And you would think that these bases would be covered when people have children with each other, but they're often not. They're often not. And that's something that we got to deal with. It's something we got to deal with. You understand what I'm saying? So how much do you trust your kid's father? How much do you trust your kid's mother? All women can't be trusted with kids either. I've known women who were abusive or women who would use their kids in order to get things from men. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily prostituting their kids out. But yeah, I've known that too. But, you know, using their kids for leverage. Using their kids for favors. I call it baby exploitation. Baby exploitation. Babe exploitation. So, you know, all women who are mothers aren't necessarily fit to be full-time parents. And that's something that you have to take into consideration when you are having children with somebody. But we don't always have time, or so we think. We don't always take the time, that's for sure, to find out who we are dealing with. And to be honest with you, even more, some people don't want to know. Some people would rather not know everything. They want to know certain significant things. They may only want to know the things that make them feel safe. It's human nature. It's not even just human nature. No bad news. No bad news. It's something that, you know, exists in our world, and we have to address it. So let's do it now. Yeah. Yeah. When we are talking about mothers or fathers and mothers, it's funny how we will scrutinize certain strangers, make sure they don't come around our kids or conduct themselves inappropriately around our kids. But sometimes the problem is right there in-house. It's right there in-house. Even if it doesn't, even if he or she doesn't live in your house, it's the problem is in-house. In other words, you haven't handled your business on that end. You haven't handled your business on that end. So how much do you trust your baby father? How much do you trust him? You know, could your child be with your baby father for a week, 2 weeks, a month, and you know that they would be okay? You know that nothing is going to happen to this child, nothing out of pocket. Ain't nobody going to put their hands on him or her. Nothing is going to be out of pocket. Nothing is going to be out of whack. Okay? You should be able to do that. But there are some people who can't say that with certainty. Can't say it. And so they're not. But can you? Can you? Can you trust your baby's father? If your baby's father or your baby's mom knew where your stash of money was, do you trust that they wouldn't go and use it for themselves? Smoke up all the money. Pill all the money. Shoot up the money. Shop away all the money. You know, even though people do this dumb shit, if you put a plate of meat in front of a hungry dog, and you walk away, the dog is going to eat the food. Instinctively, that's what his instincts are telling him to do. Human beings want to rationalize that and say that, no, just because it's there doesn't mean it's for you. So you shouldn't eat it, doggy. And we do that ridiculously with animals. And we do it with human beings. So the same way that if you know a person is on drugs or a person has a gambling addiction or a shopping addiction or something like that, and you leave your money where you know they can find it and where they will find it, and you're hoping that they won't spend it all or even violate it or violate you and your space. Well, you're fooling yourself because they will. And yeah, we're going to look at it like it's their fault because they should know better not to take something that doesn't belong to them. But you the fool because you know what kind of capabilities they have when it comes to stealing, and you put your stuff right where they would be able to find it, get it, use it. you have to take some type of accountability when it comes to this. Ain't nobody going to bail you out of this one here. Ain't nobody going to bail you out of this one here. So these are some of the things we have to deal with, though. You know, how much do you trust your baby's father? How much do you trust him? Now, when y'all were together, maybe you didn't trust him enough to think that he wouldn't cheat on you. It's a legitimate concern. It's a legitimate gripe. A lot of relationships, couples, I should say, have to deal with infidelity. Okay. But, you know how they say if you lie about something, you'll steal something too? And lie about that? I don't know if I buy that, but if you know that a person is shady, then they're shady. How much are you going to allow yourself to rely on a person that you know integrity is not intact? And that's who you had kids with. That's who you had kids with. Your car. Would you give your baby father your car? And, you know, maybe he needs the car to go across town, out of town to try to get a job. Would you trust him? You got a baby by him? You got a baby by him? You mean to tell me you don't trust him with your whip? Make sure y'all hit the like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I am your host, Sun752, and we are talking about how much do you trust your baby, your kid's father? How much would you lend him your car? If your house was big enough and he fell on hard times or she fell on hard times, would you let them come stay with you for a little while? Shoot. Do you even trust him enough to be able to do something for him or him do something for you and not try to get in your drawers as a payment or payback? Yeah, what about that? What about that? Oh, Carol says, I couldn't trust my ex after he started using. Totally legit. Totally legitimate, Care Bear says. Rightfully so, Carol. Addiction can often compromise a person's thinking in situations where it wouldn't normally. Mm-hmm. And Carol says, nope, I am the only one who drives my car. I should have known when I said the magic word with that. Stacey White says, would you trust him enough to go to the store and get a simple candy bar? Well, damn. Well, damn. Care Bear says, I couldn't trust my ex after he started. I went too far. Care Bear says, my kids were just fine in Michigan with their father for a week. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Every situation isn't the same. But Carol says, what you trying to say, Omar? You know what I'm trying to say. You know, you don't play when it comes to that vehicle. You don't play when it comes to the vehicle. You don't play when it comes to the vehicle. And you ain't going to let nobody drive your car. Now, he ain't getting a ride. I'll give him a ride. As a matter of fact, if you gave your... I guess there's some people out there that don't trust their baby father to the point where if y'all did give him a ride, I ain't letting him ride in the back. He might do something to me from the back. He has to ride in the front where I can keep an eye on his ass. When they gonna make a car
where you could, you know, make the door, the passenger side door pop open and kick somebody out while the car is still moving. When are they going to make a car like that? Should we build it ourselves? You know what they say, build it and they will come. But in this case, build it and they will go. Get your, you know, flip the switch. Door come over, you doing 40 miles an hour. Door pop open. Get your ass out of here. Door close back. I hope he know how to do that roll, that racer's roll thing. You know, they talk about that on the stock car races, drag car races. You better get his Mario Andretti on. You better get Ricky Rudd on. Dale Earnhardt Jr. You better get his Dale Earnhardt Jr. How about this one? Do you or can you trust your baby's father with your feelings? Your feelings. Not necessarily the romantic feelings that you have for him, but can you trust him to handle a situation where you may not be on your shit for a while, where you may be unsure, where you may really need his help, you know, to help out for a while. Like maybe you're going through a bout of depression. You know, it may not be manic or classic. It may, you know, it may be to a level where you need some therapy, but you're not crazy. You're not Bellevue worthy. What's the one that used to be? The Byberry. You're not Byberry worthy. That was the Philadelphia mental hospital back in the day, the asylum, I guess you could say. Yeah. Can you trust your kid's father with your emotions? Will he use your emotional instability at times against you? Will he make light or make fun of your temporary situation? Will he do that to make you look bad in front of others? It's something that you should take into consideration. Same thing. Flip it around. Fellas, can you trust your baby mom to not shit on you or make you look bad when you aren't Superman, Mr. Brave? When you are going through your trials and tribulations, let's say, for example, you lost somebody in your family of really high significance, your mom, your dad, somebody who was very influential to your baby's father. And, you know, it may have broken him. If it didn't break him, it might have hit him so hard that he might as well have been broken. Can you trust your baby mom to not be looking at you like you a bitch, or like, you know, just saying things to other people and even maybe to yourself like you can't handle it, or like you soft, or, you know, if you are forced to show your vulnerable side, will she always hold that against you? Because that's a trust issue also. If you make me feel bad about being down because I don't have the support system that I used to have because somebody passed away, how can I trust that you won't talk like that about me around my kids? How can I trust that? You don't show no love. I mean, just because you're ratchet don't mean that you don't got a heart. I said, just because you're ratchet, it doesn't mean that you don't got a heart. I said, just because you're ratchet, it doesn't mean that you don't have a heart. Shoot. All ratchets have a heart. It just seems like the only emotions that they show is either anger, frustration, retaliation, and I don't give a fuckness. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Hey, Mir Mir. Thanks for coming through, Mir Mir. I appreciate you coming through. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Yes, 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 I do. But yeah, how much do you trust your kid's father? How much do you trust your kid's mother? Have you tested it? Has it been put to the test of how much you can trust the person that you're with? Can you trust them? Can you trust them? This is not a small thing. It's not a small thing. Because this is somebody that you're going to have interactions with on a regular basis if that parent is active. You know, y'all got to go to children's functions together, even if y'all not together. Y'all may have to go to family functions together, even though y'all not together. Y'all may have to go to intervention situations together, even though y'all not together. So this whole trust thing is not a small thing. Not small at all. It's large. You know how confident or how satisfying or comforting it can be to know that you can trust somebody. When I can get my thoughts off my chest and not have to worry about everybody knowing what my thoughts were when I wasn't sure about even the way I was feeling. In other words, it's hard to get comfortable when you know you're dealing with a blabbermouth. It can make you feel good that you're not dealing with that type. Know what I'm talking about? We about to get out of here in a little while. We ain't going to take up a whole lot of your time. We're going to get up out of here in a few minutes. But yeah, I wanted to address this subject. I did. I wanted to address this subject because, you know, I mean, look, man, we already, the way that this world gets populated is that men and women, you know, they meet each other, they hook up with each other, they lay down with each other. And sometimes that process happens without any of them really getting to know each other really well, or they don't get to know each other on a level that would make having children together more understandable. There's just so many different eyes on our situations these days that there really isn't any reason to make a misstep like that. But patience is patience and impatience is impatience. So this is something we got to deal with. Now, this might not affect you personally because it may not involve you personally. But it's definitely a situation that exists. And this is something that we have to deal with in our world on a regular basis. I can honestly say that the mother of my child, I do trust her. I trust her. Yeah. I couldn't see her stealing anything or, you know, messing up money or anything like that. And I know that she does care about the way I feel about certain things, and it's mutual. Well, we got lucky. Not lucky enough to be together. I mean, but everybody doesn't need that. Everybody does need love and affection. And the way that we go about getting it may be different from person to person. Whereas maybe you're the type of person that really scrutinizes and makes sure that a person is on a up and up when you deal with them. For the next person, they might feel like there's something else. It's like the difference between people who appreciate the lyrics of a song and the people who appreciate the beat of a song. You know, you ever hear somebody, you ever ask somebody how a song goes because they was talking about this song and you think that you might have heard it before, and instead of them saying what the words say, or even the hook says, they just tell you it's a storm door, or they describe the beat. They describe the beat. So they might, you looking for them to be like, the chorus be like, Roxanne, Roxanne, I want to be your man. Meanwhile, they like, it be like, the song go like, well, let's take a harder song. My Melody by Rakim, Eric B and Rakim. Now you looking for them to say, well, the song go like, he'd be like, wait, what's the line he says? I will. On the mic, I will rise right in front of me, front of your eyes, cause I am a surprise, cause I'ma let the knowledge be born. Cause you looking for the lyrics, and he said, no, the song go like this: doom 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 So you're talking about the same thing, but the way that you describe them is different. The way that you describe them is different. We got to find a way to get on the same page, baby. Got to find a way to get on the same page. Let's do these birthday shout-outs, and then we'll be on the same page. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious. Excuse me. November 12th, and they deserve to be acknowledged, so let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T, they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T, they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T, they get number one out the box, Minerva McIntyre. No relation, but what up, Kez? What up, cuz? Turning 31 years old today. And also, Tonya Carr, happy birthday to you. And Cassandra Harris, happy birthday to you. And T-Carr. So is T-Carr and Tonya Carr the same? Sure is spelled the same. They look an awful lot alike. All right. Also, Nicole Edwards, turning 51 years old today. And my girl, go get a Kia Harris, Kia Taylor, turning 48 years old today. And Sonia Brisson, happy birthday to you. She's also a go-getter. And my man, Nathaniel Wilkerson III, turning 48 years old today. And last but not, my cuz, Tanya, Patrice Armour. Armour, happy birthday to you, cuz. And also, this is last but not least, my girl, Jamaica O.T., Jamaica O.T. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all, and I hope that the day finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious, glorious, glorious November 12th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the dance. The dance. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the dance. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the dance. Thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, you can't trust your baby dad. You can't trust your baby dad or your baby father. He be acting real shady. Be going around places with the lady. I don't know what you gonna do, because the baby mom is off the chain, too. We gotta deal with the things and the situations that come through. It's gonna cause situations, frustration, then you ain't gonna feel good. But we gotta do this and we get it understood. I know that I can trust. Why? Because I would not bust in. I don't know what I'm talking about. Peace to my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night. Late night, kind of late. Probably in 11 o'clock hour. P.M. I'll make sure y'all come through anyway. And I appreciate y'all coming through today. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. So Blog Talk, we gonna get you out of here. Yeah. I said Blog Talk, we gonna get you out of here. Again.